And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch, and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Rev.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, market rents rose by an average of 3.4% in the first 3 months of 2025. That's according to the latest rental report by Daft.ie, representing one of the largest 3 months increases in the last two decades. And Ronan Lyons, Professor of Economics at Trinity College in Dublin and author of the report, joins us. Ronan, will you give us sort of the headlines from this? This is bleak news for renters in general, isn't it?
Yeah, so over the course of 2024, we had seen a slight slowdown in at the speed at which rents were increasing. So that's the level we're at. We're talking about how fast the rents are going up, and they weren't going up as fast in 2024 as they had in 2023 in general. Now, the first few months of 2025 have sort of gone into reverse a little bit with, as you mentioned, a particularly large increase between December and March, almost 3.5% in the space of 3 months. And as you mentioned, to put it into context, it's one of the biggest 3 month increases over the course of the last two decades or so of the report. And it's more or less across the board. There are places that have seen slightly bigger increases and places that have seen slightly smaller increases. But whether you're looking now compared to December or now compared to this time last year, we're talking about big increases more or less across the board. One I'll point out in particular is Limerick, where rents in the open market there are 20% higher now than a year ago. And a year ago, they were 21% higher than they'd been a year previous.
So that's 41%.
Over 40%, exactly.
In 2 years.
So in the space of 2 years.
Astronomical. Is it all down to supply? Obviously, supply is very constrained. I know you've talked previously about government policy and how it has impacted on this.
Yeah, in a way, they're all connected. So one of the things the government did in 2021 was it tightened up the rent controls in response to an increase in wider inflation. And in doing that, together with abolishing one or two specific schemes to encourage the construction of new rental homes, what it's done is it's gone from the country, well, rather being more specific, Dublin having a pipeline of new rental homes to there being no pipeline really of new rental homes. And rather than taking what Dublin had done and expanding it to the rest of the country, whether by accident or by design, what we've done is we've turned off that tap of new supply, which is the ultimate solution to the reason rents are going up in the first place. And availability now, if you look at how many homes are available to rent in the open market at any particular point in time, it's incredibly tight. So if we look countrywide on the 1st of May, 2,300 homes available to rent. That's down 15% year on year. And it's one of the lowest numbers we've seen, again, going back over almost two decades.
So are you saying this is a combination of things like the rent pressure zones that have been brought in and indeed us becoming, I suppose, less friendly to the idea of build to rent and all those kinds of things?
Yeah, exactly. And the one I'd particularly say with the rent pressure zones, it's not that rent controls can never work. Rent controls do always have some side effects, but often you can take them if they're small enough, if they do the job of protecting sitting tenants in terms of how much rent they have to pay. That's a price that lots of societies are willing to pay. And we can learn from what other countries do in terms of the rent controls. There's a few features in the Irish system that are a bit unusual, which collectively mean that we actually have incredibly strict rent controls in terms of encouraging new supply, as in our rent controls do not encourage new supply in a way that's pretty much unique when you look around the rest of the world. There's no exemption for new builds and there's no facility to reset the rent after a tenant voluntarily leaves. And both of those features are quite unusual. They're quite easy to fix. The government is talking about reviewing them. Rent pressure zones are due to expire at the end of the year. We don't really need to wait that long because the longer we wait, the longer you and I will be having conversations like this about rents being very tight, the rental market being very tight and rents going up.
Well, we hope the government is listening to us this morning. So thank you very much for joining us. That is Professor Ronan Lyons there, author of that report by Daft.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday? Expensing breakfast because it's in policy.
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast.
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.